Well, it's all on the line tonight as the Caps host the Rangers in Game 6 of their incredibly exciting series. The Caps have to win to stay alive and force a deciding Game 7. Back in New York, Caps forward Troy Brouwer is with us now. Troy, you had a goal to win a game against the Bruins in the previous series. Are you going to do it again tonight?
I'm hoping so. We'll have to wait and see, though. It's going to be a tough game. It's going to be probably very patient, very low-scoring game like the past couple have.
Do you feel like there's anything you need to do differently? I mean, you played pretty well as a team, despite the way the game turned out.
We got to make sure that we're bearing our chances. Nicky had a breakaway. The two Alexes had a two-on-one, and we had a three-on-one all in the third period alone. So we gave ourselves ample opportunity, there we go, to finish him off, and we weren't able to.
It seemed like in Game 4 you had a lot more shots. Maybe you seemed more aggressive, at least to my eye, than especially the first period of Game 5. Was that tactical? Was that intended?
We needed to be able to come back and tie that series up in Game 4, and we were going to come out hard and do everything we could to get a very good start. Going into their building in Game 5, that's exactly what they were trying to do. And for us, I think they had 17 shots in the first period, and we knew they were going to come hard. We knew they were going to jump. They come out with a lot of aggression and a lot of desire because it was their home rink, and they needed a good start. So it kind of goes back and forth in that sense. We're the home team tonight. We need to have a win, and so we're going to have a good start like they did in Game 5.
The Game 5 result certainly was like a kick in the gut for players and for fans. I wouldn't be surprised if the team is able to move on faster than some of the fans.
It was a pretty tough finish there. Like I say, we gave ourselves a lot of opportunity to close the game out before the last couple seconds, and it was tough to lose the way that we did. But we got to shake it off. We got to rebound, and we got to try and win one here in front of our great fans.
I wonder if you're feeling it. I mean, the whole community seems behind the Capitals. It's amazing the way the city is rocking the red. It is a fabulous feeling for the whole city to be behind you. Do you feel it?
Yeah, absolutely. You see a lot of people wearing the Caps gear around the town. I've been out to a couple of restaurants where, a lot of people are very supportive, very, very excited about this year's run and our playoffs right now. We've been excited to be a part of it and have such a good fan base behind us.
How much can you hear the fans when you're out on the ice? Not individual stuff, but I mean the roars.
The roars pick up pretty good. Sometimes it's deafening when you score goals and when Holtby makes great saves and big plays are made, but you can definitely hear them out there. It's a driving factor towards how we're feeling on the ice and how excited we are playing.
Well, could you do a personal favor for us tonight?
What's that? Yes.
We get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Would you win this thing in regulation?
We'll try not to drag it out so you guys can get that.
Hey, listen, if it goes to four overtimes and you win, we'll be happy.
However
just
it
win.
Happens.
Sounds good.
Troy,
good
best luck. Of luck. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right. Caps forward Troy Brouwer with us.